and he'll keep you out of debt. Are y'all ready for the message today? Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. You are saying a lot of things this morning, and I'm going to try to slow down a little bit. Because there's so much on the inside of us that we, Lord, we just don't have the time that we just want to say what we want to say. But you have redeemed the time. You'll make what time we have today be critical in our lives. So Holy Spirit, we just thank you for the power. You manifest the power of the Word today. You manifest and reveal Jesus to us today, our healer, our redeemer, our brother, our deliverer. And we just thank you that we're going to hear, we're going to have ears to hear, and Lord, we're going to know something when we leave this place, that we're different, Lord. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. The title of today's message, Life, and it's not, I'm not talking about, don't be looking at that cereal box. It has nothing to do with cereal. Life. It's all about choices. It's all about choices. You look at that word choice, if you take the C-H and the E-S off, you got, oh, I see. Oh, I see. Remember, the old, oh, I see, said the blind man. How did the blind man see? He heard about Jesus. He was coming. And what did he do when he heard Jesus was coming? He cried out with a loud voice, Jesus, thou son of David. See, he knew something about Jesus. He knew he was the lineage of the son of David. That means he had heard. He'd been to church a little bit. He'd been around mama, hearing her quote the word a lot. And he's like, this is him. He's here. Have mercy. Say mercy. Have mercy on me. And he never quit saying that until mercy showed up. Amen? And Jesus said, what do you want? Lord, that I might receive my sight. Did he have to beg? Did he have to pay his tithes before he received his sight? Did he have to pay for the healing? No, he received what Jesus said. Say, receive. Receive. Simple as that. Receive. But your head and the devil is going to say, you don't receive. You got to work for what you... Don't you remember the word? God said you got to work by the sweat of your brow. See, the devil will tell you. He'll quote the word, but he don't believe the word. Jesus said there's no truth in him, right? So that means there's no word in him. It's all around him. He was created by that word. Beautiful angel. But he didn't listen to the ordinance by which he was created. He rebelled against God and lost his power, lost his anointing. He was an anointed angel, led to praise and worship. He lost it because he wanted that praise. He wanted that admiration. That only goes to God. Amen? Not a part of the message, but a little nugget there. Life, it's all about choices. John 14:6 is what this is all focused on. Jesus said, you need to start right here. Do you believe the words of Jesus? I chose to believe. I didn't say the pastor, Jesus. Now, if that pastor is saying what Jesus said, I believe that pastor. Right? Not against pastors. I'm against the devil and religion. I'm against words that are against God's word. Right? That's what we got to keep our ears, not these physical ears. That don't sound right. It don't feel right down here in my spirit, man. Jesus said unto him, John 14:6, let's go there because I might need to read a few more verses. John 14:6. Thomas said in verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. Jesus was telling him where he's got to go. He told him, don't let your heart be troubled, because he was going to tell him, I got to go away. He's going to go build some houses in my Father's house. He's going to go. See, Jesus was a carpenter before he was anointed by the Holy Ghost, right? I think he's put a few shelves up in my house for me, personally. Wrote something on there for me. Probably a couple of good scriptures that I really, Mark 11:22-23 is one of them. Amen. Have faith in God. That's going to be in my house. It's in my house here, but Jesus is putting up there in my other house. A lot of words, a lot of good words. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That'll knock a lot of religions out right there. Amen? Amen. Knowing the Word, knowing the truth, that's what's going to set you free. That's what's going to set you free. What is life? Remember, it's not the cereal box. The Word spoken by Almighty God. Zoe. That is the life of God. That is Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Spoken, Jesus was spoken by God. Say in the beginning. Jesus said, I am the beginning and the end. So if you go all the way back to Genesis, in the beginning is God speaking. He's speaking through Jesus. In Jesus. In the beginning, God. In Jesus, God. Ain't that awesome? They're together. They agree. That's why Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because we are in totally harmony together. We're talking about life. It's all about choices. Life, what is life? It's the Word spoken by Almighty God. That is Jesus. Jesus himself said, it is the Spirit that quickens, makes alive. The flesh, it's going to profit you nothing. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Life. John 6:63 says, God is a spirit. And those that worship what we just did, we worshiped in spirit and Jesus. See, Jesus is the truth. We worship God the Father in spirit, of our spirit, and in Jesus, in the truth. There's a lot of people that said, told Jesus they were worshiping God, but Jesus said, no, you're just giving me lip service. I don't want to get God lip service. Jesus said, I want your heart. He said, your heart's far from me. There can be people singing beautiful songs about God and their heart be totally wrong. Amen? And there's a lot of songs out there, Christian songs, that are not representing God correctly. The ones we sang this morning are. Because we don't need to be singing about doubt and unbelief, fear. We need to be singing about how great our God is. He's great. Magnify God. And your problem will shrink away. It might just disappear quickly. It can be gone in the flash. In the blink of an eye, you can suddenly, on the day of Pentecost, suddenly. I don't give up on those suddenlies. But when suddenly don't come, I don't give up on God. I don't give up on the Word. The Word became flesh. Jesus, it took him 9 months to go from a spirit being to a human being, God encased in a body. It took him 9 months, a process that he went through. But what did he do in that process? What did he do in that womb? When Mary said, be it unto me, life began. That'll knock a lot of religions out right there. That'll knock a lot of groups out right there. Life begins when conception. She conceived. She conceived that Word. Believe the Word, life began. God's life began in that womb. In the process, Jesus heard a lot of things. He heard his mama's voice. He heard Mary's voice. I'm sure she did a lot of singing, preparing Joseph's meal, praising and worship. Jesus was receiving that. He became flesh, and he heard a lot of things in the world that was going on. But I think he said, I'm going to tune into what mama's singing. I think mama's singing a whole lot different tune than what the world's singing. Amen? I'm not a doctor, but I know a little bit about the body. But if you spend time with Jesus, he's the one that created your body, right? I learned a little bit about metabolism about 3 or 4 weeks ago. My kids keep reminding me about what Dr. Jim Howard said metabolism was. If you wasn't here, you had to buy the CD, or we won't sell it to you, we give it to you. Dr. Howard probably remembers, right? I didn't think he did, because I figured if he did, he'd really be kind of giggling a little bit. Metabolism had to do a lot with what was hanging over my belly, hanging over my waist that day. I think, yeah. But anyway, there's a lot of truth to that metabolism. Amen? Life is about choices. So if I want God's life, and I do, I want it every day. Amen? That's a good life. I heard there's a lot of generals. Jim was sharing with me just up here that he's actually shook Brother Kenneth Copeland's hand. And I shook the man that shook Brother Kenneth Copeland's hand. But Brother Kenneth Copeland has shook in God's hand. He was around Oral Roberts and was able to lay hands and around that general. He's all gone to be with the Lord now, Oral has. But his voice is still living strong through Brother Kenneth, Dr. Howard, all those that believe. Jesus said, John the Baptist is a voice. John said, I'm just the voice of one crying. He's got something to cry about. That means declaring, prepare ye the way. Say the way.
Way.
The way. The life. Prepare ye the way of the life is coming. There's a new life coming. See, we were dead before Jesus.
Amen.
We were dead in our trespasses and sin. Amen. But now, Jesus took all my sin. And now, I don't go fishing at that place anymore. That's called the sea of forgetfulness. You don't go fishing in that lake no more. Amen? Because he forgot all those things. The devil, he hasn't forgot. He wants to take you fishing in that lake. He wants to be your fishing buddy. He wants to use the right, all kind of these different lures. I'd go right in with somebody that knows about fishing. The devil's got all kind of lures. He's got spinners and reflectors to get you off, to try to get you out of the promised land, to keep you out of the promised land. He's throwing you bait out there. And he's got a lot of, the old devil, he's got a lot of patience. Because see, that's what he's doing. He's testing you. God's not going to test you. The devil will. What do you believe? And once you go hook, line, and sinker, he's got you. But that ain't the end. If you don't like what you got, when I go to the beach, there's a lot of things I catch. I don't know what they are, and I don't want to even try to get them off my hook. So I get out my scissors and I cut the line. Hey, if you don't like, you got baited, that ain't the end of it. You ain't brought it home yet. You haven't put it in your cooler yet. You ain't fried it yet. Cut it off. Amen. Cut your losses. Let it go. Tammy preached a message a few weeks back. Let it go. Let that loss go. Oh, it was big, man. It was feeling good. Let it go. You don't want to see the face. You don't want to see that birth is coming, because the wages of sin is death, and death has all kind of faces, diseases, sicknesses, depression, all kind of faces. But see, you've seen the greater face. You've seen Jesus. He is the face of God. Amen.
Amen.
I better hurry up. This is going to turn into a series. Thank you, Lord. See, all that I like Jim taught me. He's trained me. Step out of the pulpit. Step away from your notes. Because, see, that's when you launch out into the deep. You just trust in Jesus. You just trust in the Holy Ghost to say what needs to be said to whoever needs to hear it. See, there's words I need to say that you need to hear, not that I've prepared to say. Now, I've prepared my notes, but Jesus knew what I was going to say before he came to this earth, before he created this earth. He knew me. He knew you. He knew you before you were formed. The devil didn't. See, the devil didn't. The devil doesn't know your future. He knows your past. So forget about your past and focus on your future. Get your sunglasses out because it's awful bright. Get those face sunglasses out. Wear it all the time. That's how bright our future is. And it's in Christ Jesus. Amen? I'm getting ready to go to the beach. I got transitions. Say transitions. I don't have to have two pair of glasses. I got one. The Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost, they are one. They got one purpose, to bring us life, and that abundantly above all that I could even ask or think. Help me finish the verse. According to the power that works in me. And if I don't never let the power out, I'm not going to need my sunglasses, because it's not going to get bright. You want a 30-watt, 60-watt, or 100-watt bulb when you read? I like 100-watt sometimes. Now they got LEDs. We're transitioning a lot of our lights to LED. We're updating a little bit. Not these. I don't think we're going to update these. We're not going to make it that bright in here, because I think this is a good tone in here. Can everybody agree? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, we need to have an excellent spirit in here. I was watching Brother Jesse minister last night, And I'm not sure, but I think there at Covenant Church, I think I seen gold up there on the pillars. I think it's real gold. Because everything he does for the kingdom, he promotes how great God is. He's debt-free. Amen? And it's a beautiful church. God likes he likes beautiful things. Look at you. He created you. Amen? I was having somebody ask me about a recommendation, if I could recommend a carpenter to work on their railing on their house. You just don't want anybody that says, I can do that. You don't want somebody that's got a Christian fish on their truck says, I can do that. I want to know you can do that. Amen. I want somebody that you've done that for to say, yeah, he can do that. She can do that. She's good at doing that. That's the right person you need. Well, they charge a little bit more. Well, by the time you get done trusting the person that said they can do it right, and they say, well, I forgot, I got to get me some more lumber. And it gets back to the same price. See, you're wasting time. God don't like to waste time. Amen? He don't like to waste time. We got to get to doing something, amen? If you're not doing something, what has God called you to do? First thing, you just don't want to do anything. Can I get a weak amen? If God hasn't called you to be a pastor, a five-fold minister, you still got something to do. See, he's got all kind of gifts. We're teaching on Wednesday night about the Holy Spirit and his gifts. They're on the inside of you. Amen? And we're all different. We're all different fish in the sea. But we're all in the same sea. The Spirit of God. Amen? It's a spirit of increase, excellence. It's a spirit of love. Say love.
Love.
Love covers a multitude of sins. Amen?
Amen.
And I've heard this, and it's good. You know, we always think about judging people. Don't worry about what kind of sin they're in. You just get them born again, and Jesus will clean them up. The Holy Ghost will clean them up. And how will he clean them up? By telling them how bad they are? No, he'll tell them how good Jesus is and how good you are in Jesus. See, that's how you build people up. You don't build them up by tearing them down. You build them up by giving them the Word of God and tell them all things you can do in Christ Jesus. Pastor Lewis, he's out ministering. He's out sowing the Word today. Patsy's here. She said, I'll be here if you need me, Pastor. I needed her here. She'd rather be beside her husband because God called Eve to come alongside Adam. He needed some help. Say help.
Help.
Guys, don't look up here like you don't need no help. My wife's been gone since Tuesday night. I'm about ready for my helpmate to come back. Amen? Now, if you're single, you got Jesus, you got all the help you need. If you got Jesus, right? He said it's not good that man be alone. That's a true statement. Amen? But if you got Jesus, you're not alone. Right? And then he'll make sure if you're looking for that helpmate, he's got one waiting for you. Training him up for you. That's the right one. That's the one that's going to bring you life. Oh, I see. Could be. How did Adam say that? Whoa, man. When he brought Eve, whoa, man. Oh, I see. That's a good choice. See, God gave him all the animals, brought him the giraffes, the elephants, the rhinos, the dinosaurs, behemoths. And Adam said, behemoth. Big. Had to be behemoth, right? And that's what Adam called it. That's what we got to call it. Behemoth. But then all them animals came by. And the Bible says there wasn't one that suited Adam until Eve showed up. And he said, what? But before Eve showed up, God just didn't create a woman out of the dirt. He created woman out of man. See, they were one. They just didn't know each other yet, right? They were one in spirit, but they didn't have the flesh yet to know each other that way yet. But God says, I take care of that, Adam. You go to sleep. Amen. See, what you're trying to create, God says, I've already done it. Just go to sleep, Jim. What do you believe? That miracle, just go to sleep, Michelle. Sleep good at night. Go to sleep.
Amen.
Jesus is working on your body.
Amen.
I was going to say house, but you ain't got to that house yet. You're his house.
Amen.
The Bible says you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Let him fix up your room a little bit. Stand strong in your back and declare, I will not die and I won't live in pain. What does the song sing? Sickness, you got a name. Jesus has took my sickness and carry my sorrows. Therefore, I got faith in my tomorrow. I'm healed. The Bible says life, health, wellness, medicine. That's God's medicine. I think I'm going to buy this CD myself, Jim. This is not in the notes, but it's good. It's going to be a series, I believe. You know, Keith Moore, if you ever listen to him, Keith Moore, he was under Brother Hagin for, he taught healing school for 10, 15, 20 years. I can't remember. It's a long time. But I bet if Keith looked back now, it was just a short time for what he's doing now. He is flying international air jets going and preaching and teaching the gospel. When he used to just help Brother Hagin. When Hagin got done, he said, Keith, he did come up and finish his thing. Keith Moore would come up and sing and finish the service. But he was faithful to that man. If you be faithful over little, God says, I'll make you ruler over the airways. All these places that need to hear about God as a healer. He's a savior. He's a deliverer.
Hallelujah.
See, don't look at where you are and thinking, trying to get to where you want to go. No, just be faithful where you are, and God will take you to where you need to go. He'll get you there. I'm believing. I'm trusting Him right there.
Amen.
My kids got a bright future. They're in colleges, but you know what? It takes money to feed these boys and girls when they go off to school. But God says, don't worry about that, Robert. Matthew 6:33 says, Jim, added. But you got to seek first the kingdom of God. See, a lot of people want, I want it added, Jim. I want it added. There was a lot of questions I had for this pastor when I met him, and I never did get to ask him a lot of them. You know why? Because I was seeking first where he's at, where he's preaching, where he's teaching, and when I got there, he answered my question by the power of the Holy Ghost, by what he said.
Hallelujah.
By what he said. But I believed what he said, and I acted on it, and I received what he said. I received it when he said it, but I got the manifestation when I did it. It's when you do it, it's when you get the manifestation. You haven't got the manifestation? Keep on doing it. Energizer Bunny, keep going and going and going to the Word, going to the Word, going to the Word. Because Jesus said, when you seek me, you will find me.
Yes. Amen.
It's not the Lord's fault. He's not lost. I was. I wasn't looking for God, but He was looking for me. And all I had to do was call something. I said, repent. I turned around. And I met Jesus face to face. In my couch, on my home, all the sin, all the mess that I was in, He said, I love you. I died for you. Now go live for me. And He told me a lot of other things. He said, I've made you you're a good salesman. I was in retail. I sold groceries. I got my check stubs. I can prove them. Maybe on the internet. They might not be at home. I remember, and y'all gonna go back, I remember working at Harris Teeter for $3.10 an hour. And that's probably a lot of money to some of you guys. Bagging groceries. But I made some tips, too, when I go out. And I told that lady, and I carried her groceries to the car, and I told her, yes, ma'am, can I help you? And she gave me a tip. A lot of times I made more money off my tips than what I made coming from my employer. But see, I wasn't born again, but you know what? I had something on the inside of me. I had all these words that were spoken. They were just in there just kind of running around. You know, do good. Help somebody. Be kind to somebody. But it's when I really went to Jesus and I made Him my Lord that He put all the pieces of the puzzles together. Now, when I say together, I'm talking about my spirit. I got born again. Now I'm on a new journey, and I think we're getting the next step. Journey. What is life? The word spoken by Almighty God. Jesus is life. Amen?
Amen.
So if I want God's life, if I want Jesus and His life, I must choose to obey His words. That's up to you. It's not up to me. That's up to you. Choose this day who you shall serve. Stand over here on life. Or stand over here. If you don't choose, guess what you get by default? Come on. There's only two choices. If you don't choose life, you're walking in death. If you don't choose the blessing, you're walking in the curse. Is that God's fault? That's my fault. We teach our kids, we train our kids, right? If you do this, this won't happen. But if you don't do this, this is going to happen to you. Association. Who you hang with. Who you buddy up with determines where you end up. You can't just stay around somebody that never goes to church and expect you're going to be wanting to go to church. Now, you keep hanging around that person, they'll drag you down. They'll say, what do you need to go to church for? The world's got all you need out here. You need to work. You need to spend more time working and building your career. No, you need to spend more time in the Word building your future.
Amen.
Spend time with Jesus. See, he came to Peter. Peter fished all night, been working all night. Worked third shift, fishing, I guess. Ain't that third shift? He's tired. He's cleaned the nets. He's going home. He's going home to Mama. Probably going to bed. Mama hopefully going to cook something in the morning. She might be cooking fish for breakfast. I don't know. They eat a lot of fish over there, I think. It's a good diet. But Jesus showed up. You might have worked all day. You sweated. And then Jesus shows up and said, hey, let's go back to work. You're like, but Lord. Wait a minute, Lord. I worked all night. But see, Jesus needed something. He needed that boat that Peter had cleaned up and washed up. He needed it for service, Sunday service. He needed to get out there and preach and declare this word. He needed to get away from the crowd because he needed to get out here where he could see the crowd. He needed to see the crowd, see the faces. See, faith can be seen. Faith can be seen. And Jesus was moved. And the Father's pleased by faith. Every time I can see Jesus, every time he saw faith, he just kept on preaching. I got another word for her. I got another word for him. I got another word for her. I don't know how long he taught out there in that boat. But then he said to Peter, now that I've brought you the real food, the word, I'm bringing you a relationship with God. Now, Peter, launch out into the deep for a catch. Oh, Lord, this pastor, really? He's lost it. But Peter heard something. He heard something that changed, but at your word. He heard some kind of good word. But he said, Lord, at your word, I'm going to reach out here. And when he did, Peter chose to listen to Jesus. And Jesus filled up the boat with fish. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these fish will come jumping in your boat, coming to your net. And then they had to call for other boats to come because they needed to get all the fish that they could because God don't want you to waste anything. There's people that's hungry. That was their income. What did that do? That was a stepping stone. Peter said, I'm following him. Amen. That was enough money to take care of mom and the kids, probably college too for a while because they forsook everything and they followed Jesus. And they did not do without. Amen. Don't think that was just a poor group of folks following Jesus, barely had their needs met. No, those were the 12 apostles they went to the school of faith. Amen. They heard from the master. They were taught what faith is really about. They thought they'd been to church, so they hung out with Jesus. Because no man can do to you what Jesus does. No man can heal your body. That doctor, he'll put something in line, but he can't heal it. If you don't have it, the doctor can't make it, but Jesus can. Amen. And it's not hard for him. It's easy. He just needs our faith. He just needs our faith. If I want God's life, I must choose to obey the words of life. Life, it's all about choices. Randy came up here last Sunday, Sunday before, come up here and prayed, received a prayer, but he wasn't done yet. He said, oh yeah, there's something else I want you to pray. See, he wanted more life. He wanted it all. He prayed for somebody else, but then he wanted his needs met. Jesus said, I've met that need. Now tell me what you want. He knows the need before we ask. But if we don't tell him what we want, we don't believe he's met the need. Right? Does your kids come in and tell you what they need? Mine don't. They know I've met the need. They come in and they tell me what they want. I want gas money. I want lunch money. I want, what's those books you buy when they graduate? Those yearly books we get? Annual money, every year. Got to have another picture, another year, another picture, another year, another picture. But we buy it because why? It's memories that we hang on to. Amen?
Amen?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Life is all about choices. Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded, he didn't suggest, he commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Anybody got gardens out there, tomatoes out there? I don't. I know Jim's probably got some blueberries, scuffy dimes, tomatoes. He got some good stuff at his house. How you know? I've been there. Amen. I've been there. I know what grows on the vine out there. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. But there's two choices on that tree. Why can't I eat of it? God said not to. That'll stop a lot of stuff in our life. God said it's not good for you to know good and evil. Choose that. Choose life. For in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Answer why you don't eat it. Death. That's evil fruit on the trees called death. Knowledge of good and evil, fruit is death. Stay away from that tree. Amen? There's a lot of vegetables I eat and there's a lot of vegetables I don't eat. The ones I don't eat, I don't plant. Or I don't go to the store and I don't buy it, right? If you don't like it, don't buy it. We need to trust God says, that tree's not good. Don't hang around that tree. Genesis 2:9 says, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow. See, it's not your purpose to grow that seed. It's your purpose to plant the seed. Let God bring the increase. Right? But don't put a scarecrow out there in your garden to scare the word out, keep the devil out. You keep your faith in that garden. You keep your faith in that seed. You water it with your praise and thankfulness until the harvest comes. Amen? Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life. A lot of times we don't hear about this tree. Tree of life. Well, everybody wants to know about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What about the tree of life? You can't eat off of that tree. See, the devil wanted them to focus on the tree God said you can't eat off of. To make them think they were really missing out on something. He didn't plant them to the tree of life because that's God's tree. That's Jesus. It's also in the midst of the garden. Choices. Life. It's all about choices. Genesis 3:17, and Adam, he said, and unto Adam God said. It's really important the way you read words sometimes. You can read it totally wrong, right? Even if it's written down here in front of you. And God said unto Adam, because, this is after they ate of that tree that God said, don't eat of that tree. Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, God's pressing his point here. I told you not to eat of that tree, Adam. But because you did, you listened to your wife, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. So you can take that and say, well, God cursed the ground. No, God said it's cursed because of what you did, Adam. That explains it. That explains 2,000 years, 4,000, 6,000 years of the curse. It's by what we didn't listen to God. Amen? Amen. Because of your sake it's cursed. In sorrow you shall eat of it all the days of your life. God still fed him, right? He didn't take away his tree. He didn't take away the food. He didn't dig up all the trees that God's not a taker. He's a giver. He doesn't take things from you. He gives you good. He freely gives them everything. He has given us everything pertaining to life and to godliness through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Lord, in Genesis 3:22, and the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us. Well, what are you saying, preacher? I thought he created us in his image. Yes, he did. And the image of God is good. Good. Well, why is there a tree of knowledge of good and evil? Because the old devil, the old angel, Lucifer, he was a good angel. Pride was found in his heart, and he became evil. God was going to let his son know about this, don't you think? If there's evil out there in the world, would you not let your son know that evil's coming and give him a choice? Give him a choice. Stay on my tree, son. Don't mess with this other tree out there that's coming. Snake coming. Thief coming. Lies are coming. Lies about God. Character, integrity of God. This is what Lucifer was going to bring and tempt Adam and Eve with. Behold, the man is one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of that tree of life. See, the tree of life was Adam was eating off the tree of life every day too. Life. That tree is still in the garden. It's in heaven. Its leaves are for the healing of the nations. But that tree was also here on this earth. Amen? Tree of life. This is mercy right here. Let me keep on reading. Because if you read this, and if you don't read out of the spirit of it and just the letter of it, you'll think, well, God's driving them out of this garden now. Because it says, so he drove out the man. And he placed him at the east of the garden. He didn't throw him off the face of the earth, did him? He put him at the east of the garden. He placed him out of the garden, I'm sorry, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, huge angels, high-ranking class of angels, them bad dudes, them big dudes. You don't mess with them. Cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way. Say way. Turned every way. North, south, east, west. It turned every way to keep the way. Jesus is the way. God did not drive them out to keep them away. He drove them out to keep Jesus the way. Do you understand? God was making a way. He had a way. Jesus is the way maker. He had to get Adam and Eve out. So Jesus, he is the voice. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. God was preparing the journey home through Jesus. That's called mercy. Would you rather be sick forever or be sick? When I talk about sick, I'm talking about dying, death. All these curses starting to hit the body and only live to 80 to 120 years? Or would you like to be in a death state and eat off the tree of life and live forever with sicknesses and diseases and tumors and brain cancer? God, through his mercy, got man out of that garden until Jesus could reclaim the garden. He did it in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was tempted at that tree, that temptation. Has God prepared you to be the sacrifice, to be the Lamb of God? Jesus knew who he was. Amen. He sweated as drops of blood, wanting to know, was I? See, that temptation was there. But God was there. The Father was there. And Jesus had separated himself unto God. And he would not have anything that the devil had to offer. He bought our redemption. He replaced us back on that journey. What is the way of the tree of life? Jesus said, I am the way. John 14, 1 through 4. Quickly, let's read that. We need to hear that. John 14, 1 through 4. We're right there at it. What is the way of the tree of life? Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place. How about a way? Journey. Back. See, once this life's over, we're going somewhere else. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And receive. Say receive. Receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. I am the way, you know. And that's when, and then you had Thomas said, well, Lord, where are you going? See, they couldn't understand all that yet through the Spirit yet. But God is a Spirit. Jesus said, the words I speak, Jesus was speaking the way. I am the way. You're going to see this, boys. You're going to know this. When the Holy Spirit has come. Are you getting a picture of who is the way? That way in the Hebrew is a road. It means a road. In the Hebrew, that's the old covenant. It was a course of life. Choose life. That's your course. Choose death, that's your course. That's your journey. The way in the Greek, what Jesus is saying to him, I am the way, a road. Same word, same meaning. I am the road. The route or act or distance. You need to act like Jesus. He's healed. He's anointed with the oil of gladness, the Bible said. He went around destroying the works of the devil. That's who you are in Christ. That's the way He made for you. Amen? Jesus is the way. He is the road. He is the journey, or He is by the means which I must choose to get back to the life that God has for me. I used to be lost. I was on the highway to hell. Might as well say it. And I sang the song too. AC/DC. You ever heard of the group? Don't listen to them if you hadn't. I was singing hell's song till Jesus came along. Amen. All the time I was drinking and singing that song, He was right there in the back seat saying, I got you, devil. He's coming to me one day. See, He never gave up on me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. God didn't say when you're a saint. He said all the days of my life. They're following me. All I had to do was repent and turn around. I need you, Lord. Devil's out. Jesus in. Now the journey begins. Amen. The good journey, the good life that Charles Capps taught about and preached about and now is living it out loud in heaven. And he's probably up there teaching some of the disciples that really didn't hear about faith down here on the earth. I don't know how it all is going to be in heaven, but I know it's going to all be good because Jesus is the light. Be no more sun. Don't need that sun no more because the S-O-N is living in heaven. That's good news, brother and sister. I'm about done. Can I take 5 more minutes? Jesus is the way. He's the road. He's the journey. But then, what is truth? We talked about the way. I am the life, and I am the truth. John 18, 2 verses. John 18. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God. Y'all don't hear that hum that I used to hear. Remember that hum we used to have? God's helping us get hums worked out here. Dr. Howard was up here and he was adjusting the sound a little bit. And man, things are starting to sound good around here. It was just an old equalizer back there. Needs to be changed. But I had to have somebody to find the way to that problem. Sound men that know where the problem is. It took a lot of unplugging and plugging and unplugging and plugging till they found that old thing that was the problem. Jesus is not your problem. If you've heard that, you need to unplug that out of your equalizer so you can get the right mix in there. Amen? Amen. There's a lot of things that we've been mixing up, and we wonder why we messed up. Why we so messed up? Because Jesus didn't say that. Wrong representation can bring wrong manifestation. Did you hear that? Truth. I want to know what truth is. All you got to do is get in the Bible. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 18, 37, 38, don't just believe me. Get your Bible out. Pilate said to Jesus, are you a king then? Now, if you want to get the rest of the story, go back and read. For time's sake, I'm just putting this verse in. Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. Don't let the world define who you are. Need to put that in there right quick. For this cause, Jesus said, I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, King Jesus, that I should bear witness to the world. No, he's going to bear witness to the truth. Amen. Truth has showed up. Pilate says, Jesus talking about truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice, Jesus said. Not Pilate's voice, not the world's voice, not the Jews' voice. Everyone that hears my voice hears truth. Pilate said to him, what is truth? Jesus said, I'm glad you asked. Pilate's speaking of the world here. Pilate is speaking of the world because he's in the world. He don't know what truth is. Our world's looking for truth right now. They don't. There's people saying things. They all messed up because they don't know the truth. They don't know the life. They don't know the way, but we're here to show them. Amen. Jesus, He is the truth. Don't look to the world for truth. You ain't going to find it. Right? You're not going to find it. We must go to Jesus, John 17, 17. I think I heard this last night too, as I turned on something after I was studying, and I said, that's my verse. They talking about truth. John 17, 17. Jesus prayed, sanctify them by your truth. What is truth?
Word.
Who is the Word?
Jesus.
You got the truth. You got Jesus. You got the truth. You shouldn't fall. We shouldn't fall for the lies and deceptions of the devil. Only way we're going to fall is if we don't stay in the Word. Daily. Not weekly. We got to study the Word. To show, Paul told Timothy, study. Study. The word we don't like to hear. Study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God, rightly dividing this word, rightly dividing this truth. Dividing it from what? The old covenant to the new covenant, right? You can't live in the old covenant without the truth. Amen? I'm not saying the old covenant is bad. You just can't live there without Jesus. If you live there, if you try to live in the old covenant without Jesus, you'll die there in the wilderness, right? Without truth, without Jesus. Because you can't equal up to what he paid. Nobody can equal up to what he paid. He paid the price for truth.
Amen.
Jesus said a lot of things. And then he shut his lip. Because the Father said, that's all you're going to tell them, son. They're not going to believe anything else. They won't believe. There'll be a lot of them standing here won't even believe until you come to bring judgment on them. Ain't that bad? We're preaching grace and truth out here. And people are running crazy. Saying we're haters and all these things. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Jackie, don't let it be troubled. They did it to me. They're going to do it to you, Jesus said. Because they have no truth. They have no foundation. They don't have God. And if you don't have God, then you are ungodly. And you won't know the truth and you won't be set free. Jesus said, I want my people free. He said the same thing Moses said. I want my people free. That story hadn't changed. I believe a lot of people got free in here this morning. Not because I showed up, but because you showed up and Jesus was here. See, you brought Jesus with him. But you came expecting to deliver. Moses was a deliverer sent by God. Life, help me. It's all about choices. It's all about choices. Amen? Choose this day who you will serve. Let's say this together. You know it. As for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
As for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
As for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
What's he serving today? Oh, come on. What's he serving? What's on his plate? Truth.
Grace.
Mercy. On the mercy seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Preach the message.
Healing.
Joy. That's in the serving line.
Love.
How many rations, how many servings can we get, Jim?
All you want.
All you want. Buffet.
Amen.
No rations today, right?
Hallelujah.
All you want. Get it. Get you a second helping. Them mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese.
No.
Not that processed stuff. We want that good stuff. Jim said, no, that's working on your metabolism. You got to.
Collards and salads.
Collards and salads. Oh, Lord. That don't come from a tree, does it? That comes from a plant. I don't hear God say nothing about eating the plants. He said eating off trees now. No. Just because now I have started eating a lot of things that I didn't used to eat. Brussels sprouts, broccoli. I lose it when I use the dips, though. You dip it in the shrimp sauce. I do my dip-de-dip. You're doing good till you start dipping it in that stuff. Amen. I see laughter. I see joy. I see faith. Man, God can take he can take your outline and make it good. Amen. Just give him an outline. Give him something to work with. All he needs is our faith. Something to work with, and he'll turn it into a miracle, a healing.
Amen.
See, we've got to mix our faith with his word. That's what we start out talking about. You mix faith with the word, and then you do what you've mixed, and then you get to eat the biscuit. with jelly, with honey, with sausage and gravy, and pancakes. That's what Shoney serves. Thank you, Jesus. K&W serves a lot of good stuff too. But Jesus, He's the best of all. Amen. Amen. He's not telling you to change all these things. Just change your time with Him. In other words, make Him first. Keep Him first in everything, and He'll help you. You got to ask for help, though. I listened to Dr. Bill Bailey. We're going to pray for him. You know, he went through he was over 500 pounds, and he started losing weight. He lost over 200 and some pounds, but then something hit him in his body. He started bleeding. I was listening to one of his messages last night. Dr. Bill Bailey, he has all of our websites here, Word of Faith Radio. He was bleeding from his stomach, and he was bleeding from his backside. And he went to a doctor. You say, but he's a faith man. Yes, and God said, go to the doctor. And they fixed what was bleeding, but now he's declaring his healing. Amen. See, the doctor can only fix it, but Jesus is his healer.
That's right.
And he lost a lot of blood. I think he said he lost 2/3 of his blood. And they had to get blood back in him. I mean, he was looking pretty bad. But what am I hearing? I'm hearing I'm getting better. See, I'm hearing faith. I'm still hearing faith. See, the body doesn't determine what you do. Faith in God's Word determines what the body's going to do. And that's what you got to keep mixing it up. No matter what battle you may face, Jesus has defeated it and given you the victory. But you got to say that. You got to believe that before you'll say it. And the only way you're going to believe it is if you've got it. You've heard it with his ears, whether you're speaking it out your mouth or reading and meditating on it, and then your heart, it gets in your heart, and then you say it, believe it in your heart, confess with your mouth, and you shall be saved. That's what the Word says. That's what got me born again. Hallelujah. Grace and faith. That's as simple as it works right there. Don't make it no harder than that. Whatever you want, find it in the Word. Believe it. Put it in your heart. Say it. Knowing it, you got it. You got it when you believed it. And you keep saying it and thanking God for it till it comes, till it's manifest. Amen? New hearts, new livers, new eyesights. Everything that you have from God is good. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, I thank you right now, Lord. I call your people blessed. I thank you, Lord, for life, words of life you have given us today, Lord. I feel like this just could turn into an all-day prayer meeting right here. Just you start talking about your Word and life. It's just hard to quit. We don't quit. We just unhook right now, Lord. I thank you for men and women of faith. Dr. Howard, Dr. Price, Keith Moore, Brother Hagin, who said was impressed by the Holy Ghost to go teach my people faith. Lord, I thank you for that same commission that you've given me, Father God, that same anointing. Lord, I thank you. I have received it, and I thank you, Holy Spirit, for manifesting that to this church and to this community and to the world. You said, take it to the world. So, Father, we just thank you. That's impossible, but you said all things are possible. If we believe, we believe we can take it to the world. That means you're going to make it happen. And we just thank you right now for your people. I call them blessed, healed, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and moving and working mighty miracles in your name. Father, we thank you right now for the manifestation of your miracle. You confirmed the word preached today, life, whatever that means for anybody, the sound of my voice, life, and that more abundantly. Don't just settle for just life. Get God's life more abundantly. And Lord, we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.